You do this on an annual basis, right? You make announcements for affordable housing investments. This time around, it's $126 million. Give us some of the statistics, first of all. The money, where does this go? What kind of projects does it help? How many jobs does it create? Those kinds of things.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. So we announced today the investment of $126 million in state and federal resources that will leverage $350 million when you combine it with all the private and local funding to create and preserve over 1,800 units of affordable housing around the state. That money includes $42 million in housing infrastructure bonds that were approved in the state bonding bill last spring, and $25 million in state appropriations. We expect that the 60 developments that will be done with this project will create about 3,400 jobs.
And these developments that are financed through this money, where are they located? All over Minnesota? Are they concentrated in the metro area? Or give us a feel for that, if you don't mind.
Not only are they all over Minnesota, but they really range in size from just two units of single-family housing up in Baudette, Minnesota, to a project that is well over 100 units in the metro area for rental housing. So we really kind of cover the scope of different types of housing as well as many different locations.
Depends on population and demand, I assume.
Population, demand, and also we try to work with communities to have them really submit projects that really meet the needs of their community. So it may be very different for one community in greater Minnesota than it is for an urban community, for example.
Commissioner, let me ask you about this, because we hear a lot about affordable housing and the need for it, particularly as the economy, well, it's been in pretty good shape, and that is good in some ways, but in other ways it's driven housing prices up and priced some folks out of the market. And I know that on an annual basis you folks make these announcements, and there are the investments and additional units either renovated or built. Are we making progress against this? What is your assessment right from the front line?
Well, that's a great question, Bill, and it's ironic that when we're having this great period of economic growth, that we also have a growing housing crisis. And the reason for that is the cost of housing continues to go up, but it's going up at a greater rate than people's incomes. So we're getting a bigger and bigger mismatch, particularly with rental housing, for people that may have been able to afford a rental unit, and that unit is now priced out of the market. So it's especially important at a time like this to be funding housing where we require that that housing remain affordable to people for usually a minimum of 30 years.
Are you saying, and certainly don't want to put words in your mouth, but are we kind of, I don't know, I'm searching for a term. Are we treading water, kind of keeping up, but maybe not making too much progress against it? I mean, characterize it for us, because I don't think it's for lack of trying, at least based on what I'm hearing.
Right. I would say that the big surprise has been that we've lost some units that never had an affordability agreement on them. So there have been some big projects in the Twin Cities area, particularly, where investors have come in and bought fairly modest apartment buildings, put a lot of investment into them, and then those rents are raised by quite a bit, and people no longer can afford to live there. It's sometimes called naturally occurring affordable housing, and we're losing a lot of that. We're not so much losing the housing that has a commitment to stay affordable, but we are losing that naturally occurring affordable housing.
And by that, you're meaning, say, apartments that just by their very nature of age and so on and location in the market, that the prices are up to this point were able to be kept down. Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct. And now there's more demand for rental housing, and investors are seeing it as an opportunity to put some money in the building, but it often gives them, because of where they're located, an opportunity to make some pretty dramatic increases in the rent, therefore making them no longer affordable.
Well, let me ask you this, Commissioner. You certainly have, I assume, the ear of Governor Dayton on this issue, and the governor has been, I think, pretty aggressive by a lot of standards in terms of the ask for affordable housing. He hasn't gotten everything that he wanted in recent years. But we have one more session. It's not a budget session, but, you know, how they kind of tend to turn into that, at least in some way, shape, or form, depending on the economic forecast, which we'll get next month. Do you see affordable housing as being a fairly high priority of Governor Dayton in his last year in office?
I do see it being a high priority. I do expect that the governor will propose a capital investment or bonding bill. And we've been quite successful since 2012 of making the case that housing really belongs in the capital investment bill. This year, we did get an allocation of $45 million in new bonding authority for housing, and we are hoping that that number will be even bigger next year.